Hi, my name is Sharia, and you're listening to a brand new episode of the Aviation Files, podcast for all aviation enthusiasts. In today's episode, we'll discuss Etihad's new Bollywood ambassador, the dead body found in Turkish Airlines' landing gear, and a ton of aviation news concerning the Indian aviation scene. So without further ado, let's begin. Last week, I did a story on Etihad and their new partnership with Air France-KLM Group. This week, we revisit Etihad, but this time, their partnership is with a person, not an airline. Etihad has recently made Katrina Kaif, one of Bollywood's many superstars, its new brand ambassador. The UAE and Etihad have recently been trying to strengthen ties with India, and this is a major step in that direction. Bollywood icon Katrina Kaif has taken on the role of brand ambassador for Etihad Airways, a strategic move by the United Arab Emirates' national carrier to strengthen its presence in India. In a bid to expand its marketing outreach, Etihad has enlisted Katrina Kaif to represent the airline and be the face of its promotional campaigns. This announcement comes as Etihad seeks to solidify its strategic connections with India, a crucial market for the airline. As Etihad's brand ambassador, Katrina Kaif will play a central role in several marketing campaigns that highlight the airline's unwavering commitment to passenger comfort, exceptional service, and seamless global connectivity. The first promotional video produced as part of this collaboration features Katrina Kaif aboard Etihad's Airbus A350 aircraft, taking viewers on a cinematic journey with all the drama and flair associated with Bollywood. Etihad's decision to partner with Katrina Kaif not only reinforces the airline's footprint in India, where it operates in 8 cities, but also aligns with its ambitious growth plans for the Indian market. The airline anticipates that this collaboration will not only strengthen its relationships with Indian communities within the country, but also in significant global markets, including the United Arab Emirates, the United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada. This isn't the first time that Katrina Kaif has lent her star power to Etihad. Back in 2010, she was featured as a discerning traveler showcasing Etihad's travel experience. Her return as a brand ambassador underscores the enduring partnership between the Bollywood superstar and the airline. Amina Tahir, Etihad's Vice President of Brand Marketing and Sponsorship, emphasized the importance of this collaboration. She noted that it goes beyond merely showcasing Etihad's offerings through globally recognized stars. Instead, it aims to foster authentic connections that genuinely resonate with Indian travelers while celebrating our commitment to India. In the highly competitive airline industry, brands are expected to transcend functionality and have a clear identity and purpose. This is especially true for airlines, as branding plays a pivotal role in setting them apart from their competitors. Building a strong brand not only helps airlines gain trust and credibility, but also fosters customer loyalty, a key factor in the airline business. Etihad serves as an excellent example of effective global marketing, employing a diverse range of strategies such as influencer marketing, content creation partnerships, and sports sponsorships. Interestingly, airlines often opt for partnerships in the sports industry rather than the music or film industries, primarily due to the anticipation of long-term benefits. According to data analytics and consulting firm Global Data, the airline sector is estimated to spend approximately $1 billion on sports sponsorships in 2023. Much of this expenditure is driven by partnerships within the football sector, football as in non-American football. Etihad has been particularly active in the realm of sports, sponsoring major events such as Formula One, the New York City Football Club, the UAE Football Association, and the Abu Dhabi T10 Cricket Tournament, among others. To conclude, Katrina Kaif's appointment as Etihad's brand ambassador symbolizes the airline's commitment to strengthening its position in India and global markets. This partnership leverages the star power of Bollywood to enhance Etihad's brand identity and resonate with travelers while highlighting the importance of effective branding in the airline industry, where trust, credibility, and loyalty are paramount. Etihad's multi-faced marketing strategy, including sports sponsorships, further demonstrates its dedication to becoming a prominent player in the global aviation landscape. Next, we move to Turkey, where Turkish Airlines witnessed a sad and horrifying sight a couple days ago. Reports of a deeply concerning incident have emerged from Istanbul, involving the discovery of a lifeless body in the landing gear of a Turkish Airlines Airbus A330. The grim discovery was made by maintenance staff during a routine check conducted late at night. According to Daily Sabah, ground workers were in the midst of their customary technical maintenance procedures after the twin jet had returned from Amsterdam Schiphol, AMS. It was during this routine inspection that the maintenance team was left in shock as they stumbled upon the lifeless body in the aircraft's landing gear. Without delay, they promptly alerted the police, who arrived at the scene to initiate a comprehensive investigation into the matter. The flight in question, TK-1954, had departed from Amsterdam with a slight delay, taking off at 19:15 instead of the scheduled 18:10 departure time. The aircraft eventually touched down at Istanbul Airport, IST, at 22:40, taking a total of 2 hours and 53 minutes to complete the journey. All mentioned times are in the local time zone. The Airbus A330 that conducted this particular trip bears the registration Tango Charlie Juliet Oscar Alpha, and has been quite busy in the past week, flying to various destinations such as Bucharest, Dushanbe, Astana, Paris, Luanda, Libreville, Banjul, Abuja, and Dhaka. According to ch-aviation.com, this A330-200 joined the Turkish Airlines fleet back in March 2014 and is one of the 13 units of its variant that the airline currently possesses. The aircraft is part of a larger fleet that includes 12 A330-200Fs and 36 A330-300s. This incident, though deeply troubling, is not the first involving the discovery of a dead body on a commercial flight this year. In June, a similar incident was reported, where the remains of an Irish citizen were inadvertently left on an Aegean Airlines A320 in Dublin, and were subsequently flown back to Greece. Tragically, the airline's ground employees had failed to remove the coffin from the plane before its return journey. In addition to this, in January, a pair of lifeless bodies were found in the undercarriage of an Avianca Airbus A320neo. These two individuals had attempted to stow away on a flight from Santiago de Chile to Bogota before meeting their unfortunate fate. These incidents are part of a regrettable trend where individuals risk their lives in a desperate attempt to travel in the most perilous conditions. For example, just last year, authorities in Gambia reported a similar discovery of a person's body in the undercarriage of a TUI Boeing 737 MAX after the aircraft had landed at London Gatwick Airport, LGW, from Banjul International Airport, BJL. Turkish Airlines has also had to navigate through various distressing events earlier this year. In July, one of its Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft had to divert to Algiers after a passenger committed suicide on board. Moreover, in June, a sick child tragically passed away after one of the carrier services was diverted to Budapest to address the child's illness. As of now, there are no updates available regarding the specific details that led to this week's disturbing events. Notably, the identity of the person found on the Turkish Airlines aircraft remains undisclosed at the time of recording. The incident raises questions about security and safety measures in place at airports and underscores the need for further investigation and measures to prevent such tragic occurrences. Finally, let's talk about a topic I personally connect to. In the 70s and 80s, Indian aviation was booming. Air India was a premium airline known for its colorful and cheery atmosphere. Many international flights were coming in and out of India's biggest airports, and the regional market was thriving. However, recently the Indian aviation scene had taken a turn for the worse, with Air India being a government-run airline and the regional market being hard to conquer for many airlines and many other factors that impacted the quality of flying to, from, and in India. As many of you may know, in the last 5 years or so, India's aviation landscape has changed rapidly, this time for the better. Today's story covers multiple recent events that show the immense growth in the Indian aviation market. First, let's start off with a new and exciting route. Vistara, India's full-service carrier, is set to enhance travel options between Delhi and Hong Kong, with the announcement of daily non-stop flights on the route, commencing from October 29. Operating with its efficient Airbus A321neo aircraft, this new service is expected to provide travelers with more flexibility and convenience for their journeys between the two major cities. The flight duration for this route is estimated to be around 5 hours. Vistara's flight schedule for a Delhi to Hong Kong route is as follows. Flight number UK0101 departs at 21:05 and arrives at 5:55 in Hong Kong. For the return journey from Hong Kong to Delhi, the flight details are UK0102 departs from Hong Kong at 08:55 and arrives at 13:10. This strategic move by Vistara comes in the wake of IndiGo, India's largest airline, also announcing the resumption of its Delhi-Hong Kong service starting on October 5th. Notably, IndiGo will be the only low-cost carrier operating on this route, putting it into competition with full-service carriers like Air India, Cathay Pacific, and now Vistara. Vistara in particular will offer a three-class configuration on its A321neo aircraft. The rivalry between Vistara and IndiGo is not limited to the Delhi-Hong Kong route. Both airlines have recently unveiled plans to expand their international routes, including flights to the Maldives. Vistara initially announced its intention to start nonstop flights between Delhi and the Maldives in October, which would have made it the sole carrier on this route. However, IndiGo quickly followed suit by revealing its own flight to the Maldives, with services resuming from Delhi to Hyderabad to Malé. This escalating competition among India's leading airlines reflects their efforts to attract passengers during the upcoming busy travel season, which traditionally accounts for a significant portion of their revenues. Vistara's announcement regarding the Delhi to Hong Kong route is part of a broader expansion strategy. The airline will continue to add new destinations to its network and integrate new aircraft into its fleet. In July, Vistara retired its last Boeing 737 aircraft, making a transition to an all-modern aircraft fleet. This shift ensures that any new routes, such as Delhi to Hong Kong, will be operated using the latest generation aircraft, either from the Airbus A320neo family or the Boeing 787 Dreamliner family, enhancing passenger comfort and safety. In conclusion, Vistara's decision to introduce daily non-stop flights between Delhi and Hong Kong adds to the growing competition in India's aviation industry. Travelers can look forward to more choices and improved services as airlines vie for their business in this dynamic market. Now, let's move on to a recent development in the technology and customer experience at India's airports. Air India, one of India's other prominent characters, has taken a significant step towards improving the airport experience for its passengers by introducing self-baggage drop and self-kiosk check-in services at Terminal 3 of Indira Gandhi International Airport, DEL, in New Delhi. While this service was initially introduced for domestic flights, Air India has now become the first Indian airline to extend this service to one of its international flights, for now specifically to those flying to Australia. The move aims to streamline and expedite the check-in process, offering travelers greater convenience and efficiency. This self-baggage drop facility at DEL is part of a broader initiative to modernize and simplify airport processes. Delhi Airport itself had introduced self-baggage drop capabilities earlier this year with IndiGo, another prominent Indian airline, being the first to implement it for domestic flights. Following successful trials, the airport authorities decided to extend this convenient service to international flights and carriers. In an era where airport experiences can often be time-consuming and stressful, such services eliminate the need to wait in long queues at traditional check-in counters, allowing passengers to complete the check-in process at their own pace with greater ease. Air India has expressed its intent to extend this service to cover more international destinations and is considering its implementation at various other airports across India and even beyond. Air India's introduction of the self-baggage drop service coincides with its recent rollout of Project Abhinandan, a program designed to elevate the overall airport experience for its guests. The term Abhinandan in Hindi translates to greetings, reflecting the project's goal of providing a personalized and hassle-free ground experience for Air India passengers at airports. As part of Project Abhinandan, Air India has stationed specifically trained service assurance officers at 16 major airports across India. These officers are available to assist passengers at various touchpoints within the airport, including the check-in area, lounges, near boarding gates, during transit, and at arrival halls. This initiative underscores Air India's commitment to simplifying the airport experience, making passengers feel more at ease and welcomed when they choose to fly with the airline. The broader context here is that the Tata Group, a major Indian conglomerate, has been actively involved in restructuring Air India's fleet and network since its acquisition of the airline. Customer service improvement is a top priority for the new ownership, with initiatives ranging from the launch of a digital customer support app to addressing customer complaints more efficiently. Air India's larger transformation project, Vihan.ai, encompasses various aspects of its operations, including customer service. Over the next 5 years, the airline plans to bring about significant changes, ultimately delivering a better overall experience for its passengers. Air India's introduction of self-baggage drop and self-kiosk check-in services at Delhi Airport represents a significant step towards modernizing and simplifying the airport experience for travelers. As part of its broader effort to improve customer service, the airline is making strides in enhancing passenger satisfaction and convenience, setting the stage for a more seamless travel experience in the coming years. India is also expecting a new major airport, one that will be a huge milestone for not only India, but also for the city of Mumbai. In 2024, Mumbai will be the first Indian city to have two airports, as a new Mumbai airport is expected to open a year from now. Mumbai is set to become the first Indian city with two international airports when the Navi Mumbai International Airport opens in 2024. This new airport aims to alleviate congestion at Mumbai's existing Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport due to the city's growing population and economic influence. The Navi Mumbai Airport will offer improved regional connectivity and will be connected to Mumbai's mainland through the Mumbai Trans Harbour Link, a 22-kilometer sea bridge under construction. It is expected to drive economic development, create jobs, and attract investments not only in Mumbai but also in neighboring cities like Goa and Pune. The project is being developed in phases, with the first phase scheduled for completion by around October to December 2024, including the runway and the capacity to handle 20 million passengers annually. The entire project is set to be completed by 2032, with the capacity to handle 90 million passengers and 2.5 million tons of cargo annually. The airport will have three interconnected terminals and a separate one for low-cost carriers. However, the project has faced challenges, including swampy marine soil in the northern part of the airport site and a tall hill with millions of cubic meters of rock. Additionally, the experts have raised concerns about the airport's proximity to bird sanctuaries and roosting areas, potentially posing a bird strike safety risk for flights. The Navi Mumbai International Airport is being developed as a joint venture between the Adani Group and the City and Industrial Development Corporation, CIDCO, at an estimated cost of 16,700 crore rupees, or $2 billion. India, in fact, has done very well with its domestic market recovery. However, the world is watching, anticipating India's international traffic recovery. As the aviation sector in India recovers from the impact of COVID-19 pandemic, there's a growing focus on international travel. While domestic flights in India have rebounded more quickly, international travel is now showing signs of recovery as well. Indian and international airlines are gradually restoring their networks in response to increased demand. Despite a slower recovery, international traffic to and from India has begun approaching pre-pandemic levels. In July, international travelers at Indian airports exceeded pre-pandemic levels, but cumulative data from April to July was still 2.5% lower than the same period in 2019. While domestic travel during this time increased by 11%. Data from India's tourism ministry for the first quarter of the financial year, April to June, shows that more Indians are traveling abroad, but the number of international travelers coming into India is still 13% lower than 2019. A regional analysis of Indian airports reveals improvements in the northern and western regions, with increased passenger numbers compared to the same quarter in 2019. However, airports in the southern region are still down 7% compared to 2019. Current trends suggest that India's international market will perform better in the financial year 2024, compared to previous years, with the expectation that international traffic will surpass 2019 levels by March next year. Indian carriers, including Air India, IndiGo, and Vistara, are leading this expansion by adding more flights to various destinations. As I mentioned before, IndiGo and Vistara are both adding destinations to the Maldives and Hong Kong. Foreign carriers are also gradually restoring their networks in India. Like I mentioned before, Etihad is trying to strengthen its presence in India by enlisting Katrina Kaif as its brand ambassador. And Malaysia Airlines, for example, has been significantly recovering in the Indian market, already operating at over 90% of pre-COVID levels in the country. Singapore Airlines and Lufthansa are also anticipating increased demand in India and are expanding their operations in the country, with Lufthansa even bringing back the Airbus A380 to Delhi next year. In summary, while international travel in India faced challenges during the pandemic, it is gradually rebounding as demand increases, with both Indian and foreign airlines expanding their networks and services to meet the growing passenger interest to international flights. As I mentioned before in this episode, the UAE and Etihad are also trying to strengthen ties with India. In one of my previous episodes, I also talked about how Air India's new branding and livery that they plan to introduce this winter will elevate their brand. India has been making a rapid recovery after the pandemic and their fall from grace. However, I'm sure we will see more news along the way. So stay tuned for more updates. Until next time.